While White House officials have been trying to backtrack on Donald Trump's proposal to take over Gaza and force out its population, the US president has been expanding on his idea. In a social media post, he said America would slowly and carefully begin construction of what he called one of the greatest and most spectacular developments of its kind. But he said no US soldiers would be needed. The plan has been welcomed by Israel's defense minister. Israel Katz said countries like Ireland, Spain and Norway, who have opposed Israel's bombing of Gaza, should take in its citizens. Here's a flavour of the reaction in Israel's parliament, the Knesset.
To suggest to be moved and to be ethnically cleansing the area is a war crime. It will never pass and it will never be implemented.
Donald Trump in Washington, in fact, show us how you can draw a new Middle East, but this time a realistic Middle East. Not those dreams, I mean, this Alice or Arafat in Wonderland that we had for three or four decades, I mean, in which you could think that you would bring back terrorists to the region or just beside us. Here, you kill the bad ones and you do peace with the good ones.
The reaction of Knesset members Boaz Bismuth and Ada Tuma. In a statement, the Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Harris said the objective must be for the people of Palestine to return safely to their homes, and any comments to the contrary are unhelpful and a source of distraction. For more, we can talk to Middle East correspondent Jim Muir. Jim, perhaps not surprisingly, the White House has been walking back on Donald Trump's statement on Gaza, but he insists it could come to fruition. Should any credence be given to his proposal?
Well, it's the kind of thing where if you believe in it, it could happen. It's obviously stirred up a huge hornet's nest, no question about that. And the Israelis seem to be preparing to run with it in one form or another. What exact form it would take is hard to see. Now, President Trump himself in his latest outpouring, which is not walking back, it's marching forward, is saying that he thinks Israel will sort of do the job and hand the place over to America. On what legal basis is very hard to say. No American troops would be involved and America wouldn't be financing. Well, who would? There's a lot of unanswered questions, but what's the big danger out of all this is that it's completely sidelined what should have been started earlier this week, which is detailed negotiation on the second phase of the current ceasefire in Gaza, which should have seen agreement on the final exchange of hostages, Palestinian prisoners, and an end to the war and complete Israeli withdrawal. Now, that is completely on the back burner, it seems, because everybody's focusing on Trump's plan, which assumes, according to his own, what he said in his latest little midnight outburst on social media, would assume that Gaza had been completely cleared, that Hamas had somehow just disappeared, and that it was safe for American soldiers, who Washington is extremely wary about putting them into harm's way, would be able to, America would have simply take over on what local legal basis we don't know, and begin this massive real estate development project, which looks like a bit of a pipe dream, but if you keep following it, as I say, it could sort of come true. But meanwhile, the Israeli defense minister, of course, is talking about allowing the Palestinians to leave and urging countries like Ireland to take them in because it opposed what Israel was doing in Gaza, and they would be hypocrites if they didn't take them in. So it looks like a plan for complete demolition of Gaza, complete eradication of everything there, and Palestinians being shoved out all over the world. I mean, that's how it looks. But whether it can come to pass, there's a lot of skepticism in Israel itself and complete opposition around the world. You won't find a single voice being raised in support of this so-called plan.
There are suspicions that what Donald Trump is doing here is, to use his old colleague Steve Bannon's phrase, flooding the zone, just firing out as many outlandish ideas as possible. But either way, it seems that this proposal will have consequences.
Absolutely. Well, it is having consequences when you've got the defense minister, Israel Katz, ordering the Israeli army to prepare to allow Palestinians to leave. Now, what it looks like is that Israel has been given a green light by Trump to resume the war, which would have huge consequences for the Israeli hostages, and completely flatten Gaza and make it so unlivable that all the Palestinians who want voluntarily, in inverted commas, to leave by land, sea or air, as Israel Katz said. So they're preparing to apparently make life such hell. It's already hell anyway, but to make it even worse, so that life would simply be unlivable and Palestinians would have no option but to leave, despite the strictures from around the world, the UN, just about every nation you can think of, the EU, etc., saying that this is ethnic cleansing, whether it's whether Palestinians had left, so it's simply no option. But to leave, that is the question. To stay alive, they would have to go through the gates, get on a plane, get on a boat, whatever, but just disappear and clear the way for this beautiful real estate enterprise that Mr. Trump is dreaming about.
Jim Muir, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime.